I would like to introduce you to Joni Hayes, world kickboxing champion. Oh, right over there, right over there. Joni, good morning to your good self.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Great stuff. And we also have our coach in studio, which we're delighted to have. Clodagh, how are you this morning? Good to be talking to you. You're part of Pat Rockett's martial arts. Tell us a little bit about that.
We're located in Waterford City in Osier Park. We've got a massive gym. We do both karate and kickboxing. And we have two teams international who fight regularly, international both karate and kickboxing teams. So we're fairly successful, as you can see.
My God, this is impressive. So, yeah. Impressive medals.
Impressive medals. And I'm going to get to that in a second because I'm actually distracted by them. But Pat Rockett's has been around a really long time. A huge reputation, just so well respected.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he's known everywhere, every corner, every inch of Waterford that you go to. Even outside of Waterford, you meet people like and they know Pat. He's done very, very good things for Waterford. So, and still doing.
There's an example in the middle here with Joni Hayes. Yes, Joni, good to be talking to you. Tell us about your adventures. You've been in quite a few places over the last while.
Yeah, last year I went to Germany for the world and I got gold, silver and two bronze.
Gold, silver and two bronze?
And two bronze. Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then...
Did you have problems coming back through customs with the metal detectors and stuff?
No, not really.
Might actually get you just, because the cameras are rolling here, I might get you just to hold up some of those medals, Joni, and just show us the sheer, genuinely the sheer size and weight of these. I'm surprised you don't fall forwards when you're wearing them. They're huge. How did you first get involved with kickboxing? Were you just... like a little girl and thought, I want to do something different that's maybe not camogie or whatever, or was it something that you became interested in as you got older?
Like, so I don't like loads of sports when I was younger and I just didn't stay at like any of them. So then my mum put me into kickboxing just to learn some self-defence and I just stuck with it for ages.
And you've obviously been incredibly successful.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the adventures you've had as part of kickboxing. Where have you been or where have you competed, Joni?
I went to Germany last year and at the start of this year I went to Scotland to fight for a Five Nations title. And then this year I went to Wales.
Wow.
You've been travelling around a fair bit.
Yeah.
And a very successful time in Wales. Tell us about that. You have your medals there.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're
extraordinary. We're talking gold, bronze. It's two bronze, is it?
No. One bronze, one silver.
Oh, my God. You said to yourself, do you know what? Is that like an example of every one of those?
Yeah, just take one. I'll have one of those. One of each of those, please. Joni, I love when this happens because you're actually a really quiet, reserved. Like, if I passed you on the street, I think, oh, yeah, she's very nice. But you could probably take me in a dark alley. Like, I get the feeling this could happen. Does it give you loads of confidence, Joni?
Yeah.
In what way?
In every way, kind of.
I love this.
That's fantastic.
And have you made a heap of friends through kickboxing, like from all different counties and regions?
Yeah.
Or do we particularly like the Waterford ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you. You're going to school in the Ursuline, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And they must be chuffed with your success as well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised. Clodagh, what did you think of this lady when you encountered her first as a prospect?
I remember actually her mum contacted me. She was in
this
a different
was Claire,
club first.
Yeah.
Yeah, Claire. She contacted me and Joni was in a different club first. And I said, we'll have her. We'll see what she's got. And I suppose, God, she wasn't in the gym that long. And I think we had one of our first competitions. And then an opportunity came up for somebody in Scotland of a particular weight, a particular age. And I said, you know what? I have Joni in the back of my mind here. So took her over. The fight didn't go our way, but she definitely made her mark anyways on the world map because now people are even still talking. You know, we went to the Worlds this year and people know her from that one particular fight that we had and stuff. But I suppose when we went to Germany last year, you know, in the kickboxing side, she was just knocking on the door for that gold medal. It was cut silvers, bronze, losing out in the finals and the semis. But this year, I think we had a rough start, a little bit of a rocky start. Again, nerves can take over, like it's like anything. But she went there for one thing and she finished off with that one thing. So she took the gold.
That's
so I was
amazing.
Delighted to see that.
Well, I've had the privilege to see some of these fights in video now, can I say. And you know when you direct somebody to go out from your corner and do something, Joni does it.
Yes.
She follows instruction
absolutely,
to the letter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Must be a really proud moment for you because when you first meet somebody and you think, I know what you're capable of, but you need to realise what you're capable of. When somebody like Joni realises that capability then, that must be a proud moment.
Oh, I mean, it's great. Like, we have kids in the club, like, on the same trip, one of Joni's best friends, Dean O'Riordan, he's only 10 years old. He took home two gold medals, you know, and he's only a small kid. Like, now, I mean, if you see him and he's got four other brothers, they are a different kettle of fish. Like, they are the next up and coming and they're his best best friend Rowan also travelled. Again, another guy that travelled with us, Lee Moog. You know, his first ever world championships and beating a Spanish guy in the final was like, and it was, I think it was like nearly 6 o'clock in the evening. It was a long day. We were there till 8 in the morning. Like, these are things that, like, you know, these kids didn't speak to me when they first joined the club. And now they're like my own kids, like, you know, we're like best friends.
Fantastic.
You know, so it's, no, it's great for me to see, 100%, yeah.
And when you travel abroad, Joni, to compete, does your family get to come, or do you travel with the club and sort of ring home?
Yeah, my family, like, gets to come.
That's
like,
lovely.
When I'm travelling.
They
lovely.
Must be so proud, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. Yeah, your mum and your dad have both been.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, listen, we're so proud of you. We really are. You enjoy the training and everything that goes with it, obviously?
Yeah.
Isn't she shining like a new pincher?
Unbelievable.
And can I let you in on a little secret?
Yes, please.
Right?
Do.
Joni had a big moment this week in terms of a certain birthday. What was it, last Monday, wasn't it? Was it last Monday? Last Monday?
Was it your birthday? How old were you?
14.
Oh my God, you're 14 and you're so accomplished. What year are you in, Joni?
Second year.
Oh my God, you're in the same year as my daughter. Oh, lads.
Oh, just incredible. Well, we're delighted for you. Well done, Joni. It's just amazing to achieve such success at such a young age as well. And to do it with such style, can I say. Big time. Clodagh, you're an inspiration too. Thank you so very much for all your involvement and all the Pat Rockets crew, martial arts there. They do amazing work and it's great to see it coming to fruition. Like, you know, we always see in the St. Patrick's Day Parade every year.
Oh, absolutely. They're so well represented. And just like I said earlier, the reputation that Pat Rockett has is just unbelievable. You just know great things come out of that club. Really
big
great
time.
Things. And you
big
can see
time.
It here.
You wanted to give a special mention to your place of work for helping you out with so many escapades.
Yeah, just a special mention to my bosses, Sky and Sarah, from Play Together in Grace Jew. You know, obviously after the Worlds, I was there for a week and then left and went straight to Latvia as I was competing there at the European Karate Championships. And I mean, the girls are so supportive, and I suppose working in a creche, it's not easy for time off and stuff. So I'm just so grateful that, you know, I have a great backing of them and the support of them behind me. So just a big thanks to them.
You couldn't do it without them.
I wouldn't say they'd cross you either though, Clodagh.
No, well, they're great.
Well, lads, listen, thank you so very much
again.
We really appreciate
it. Thank you. Yeah,
so,
100%.
Well done all round.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in on a really busy morning. We really do appreciate
and
it.
And just before anyone, you know, thinks we're totally saying goodbye, what's going to happen now is we're either going to a song or an ad break. And I'm just asking you very nicely to keep an eye on social media, because I've asked Joni if she'll teach Ollie a few moves. And I'm doing this because I need to be uplifted this morning, and I feel this is going to do this for me.
Not sure I'll recover.
So keep an eye on our social channels.